Welcome to Allyship is a Verb, the LGBTQ plus podcast that explores and humanizes practicing allyship for the LGBTQ plus community and beyond. I'm the host, Chris Angel, and my pronouns are they, them. Each episode will either be a quick tip to practice allyship or a longer episode to pass the mic to someone else to keep the conversation intersectional. This week's brief tip: check in on your LGBTQ plus friends and family. So, what does this mean? Well, it can look like many different things. Let's discuss. When I originally wrote this tip in November of 2018 for my hashtag Ally is a Verb series on my Instagram account, it was about holiday plans. We all have different experiences around the holiday season. Where some LGBTQ plus folks have great relationships with their family, others may not be in contact or not feel comfortable being around extended family. Where some enjoy time with friends and family, others prefer personal rituals like hiking or spending time with pets. They may not even celebrate. Regardless, it's always nice to know we are cared for and included. Invite them to holiday gatherings and outings. If holiday festivities aren't their thing, offer to do something together like watching a movie, baking, going for a walk in nature, or another activity that you mutually enjoy. Another way this can look is major events, such as anti-LGBTQ plus legislation being passed, or another tragedy, such as the Pulse nightclub shooting of 2016. To that date, it was the deadliest mass shooting in US history, only to be passed by the Las Vegas shooting in 2017. Personally, I was working at the Trevor Project, and I was horrified. According to their website, the Trevor Project is the leading national organization providing crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth. The fear compounded when a similar event occurred at LA Pride that same weekend. A man with weapons was headed to the Los Angeles Gay Pride Parade. Fortunately, the person was arrested and the car containing all of the weapons was confiscated, but my heart raced. I was terrified because I was at work around the corner from these events unfolding. Here's some of the questions I remember thinking to myself in no particular order. Should I still be working? Is anyone going to check in on me and make sure I'm safe? Should I be checking in with anyone? How am I going to bounce back from this? How will we as a community? What do I say to the youth I'm responsible for? Do I know anyone who was hurt or lost due to this act of violence? Was anyone I know impacted in this way? Will this change anything? Will this be the final shooting to make America wake up? I don't remember if my boss checked in. They probably did. I don't remember if friends did, though I'm sure they did. I do remember talking with some other LGBTQ plus folks about the silence and how it felt loud. We all kind of expected something, someone to reach out, but it felt like people weren't. We were confused and hurting. We turned to each other for support, which was hard, but necessary. One small act of kindness deeply stood out to me. The folks at dosomething.org wrote a kind and thoughtful note sent with yummy treats. I wish I could remember what they were. The dosomething.org website says, "We are a youth-led movement for good." That small gesture meant the world to me, and it felt like someone was really seeing my pain. Did it bring back those 49 lives? No. Did it completely heal me? No. But it shifted something in me, and I hope I never forget that act of kindness. It cleared me out of the fog I was in. The other thing I'd like to note here, specific to tragedies like these, is not to ask LGBTQ plus folks to help you process or make sense of the events. Don't ask us for details or updates. We're probably still processing, reeling, or finding out details on our own. We're probably turning to community. So it's one thing to check in and ask how folks are holding up or if they heard about it and how you might be able to support. But it's another to ask us to support you through this, or again, ask us for details. Please don't. Maybe with some time and space, you can ask if we're open to these conversations, but we probably just need support as it's unfolding. Each person is different, though I think it's helpful to keep this in mind as a potential. That being said, just reach out. Don't forget about us. Maybe you know someone in the process of changing their name and or gender marker on documents. Ask how that's going, if there's anything you can do to support them. Maybe someone just came out and you check in to ask how that's going. Don't only reach out to ask about trans articles you saw related to pronouns. Ask us how we are. Ask about people important to us. Ask us what's new in our life. Reach out. Check in. My last disclaimer, for now, is don't reach out to folks you don't know. It can be scary and we may not know your intent. Make sure the checking in is with people you already know or have a relationship with. Again, there may be exceptions here, but it's something to be mindful of. So, to wrap up this mini episode, I'd like to leave you with some questions for self-reflection. Feel free to journal or talk them through. Number one, am I in a leadership position? How can I support LGBTQ plus folks in my role? Number two, do I reach out to my LGBTQ plus friends and family only around LGBTQ plus specific events? Number three, what's going on where I live right now? Are there ways I can get involved, especially around anti-LGBTQ plus legislation? Number four, are there holidays important to LGBTQ plus people in my life? Number five, is someone I know going through a transition or a process in which I can provide support? What support can I offer? Thanks for listening and hope you'll tune in for the next one. Visit allyshipisaverb.com for any resources and a full transcript of the episode. Please subscribe to hear more. And remember, sometimes the best allyship means passing the mic.